I've just come back from St. Peter's Square, where Pope Francis has celebrated the Sunday Mass, the Mass for the ending of the Extraordinary Synod, and for the declaration of Pope Paul VI as blessed. It was a really remarkable occasion. Big, big crowd and a lovely, almost too hot, sunny day, and a great sense of rejoicing at this declaration of the holiness of Paul VI's life. But maybe the theme I should talk about more is the ending of the Extraordinary Synod on Saturday evening. It was a vigorous synod, and it did have quite a dramatic ending, because we were presented on Saturday morning with a reading of what was called the Synod's Report, the Relatio Synodi. And that took the best part of 40 minutes, or maybe more than 40 minutes, just to read. So it was a long document of 60 paragraphs. And in the afternoon, we were asked to vote on each one separately, to say whether we thought it was expressive of the mind of the synod, and therefore the conclusions that could possibly properly be drawn. Well, I think as everybody will have heard, there were three paragraphs, I think, that did not reach the point of a two-thirds majority. But then, when all that voting had finished, Pope Francis said, well, I'm going to make this whole document public. The sections that didn't get a two-thirds majority might, in other synods, have been dropped, but not here. He said, no, I want everybody to see where we're up to. I want everyone to see the level of voting, not the individual voting, because this is where we've arrived at in this process, and it's fine. So that was a very important reminder that this extraordinary synod is a first step in a longer journey. I've been using the analogy of a concerto. This synod that is now just finished is the end of the first movement. What happens now is there is a second movement, traditionally a quiet movement, when we listen more attentively and talk about these things in our home churches at home, whatever that means, right round the world. Then next October, there's a third movement, which often contains strong themes. And then there'll be a finale, which will be Pope Francis' own word. So he was saying, this document is not a final document. This document is a paper where we've arrived at now. And at its conclusion, it says, these are some of the points raised and the issues raised, which we now think of during the next 12 months. It's quite interesting to reflect on this synod, but I think what I'd rather share with you was Pope Francis' own reflections, because he spoke to us at the end in a speech which I found just remarkable. And I said to myself, it was worth being in Rome for 2 weeks just to hear this, just to hear the Pope speak in this way. Because he talked about the journey we'd made together. He spoke in very typical Ignatian terms of the emotions that we'd experienced, the consolations that we had received, for example, the testimony of the married people. And then he spoke about the desolations and the temptations that we'd faced. And he had four temptations, and they kind of identified the negative mood in every single one of us. And I really would urge you to find the text of the Pope's speech and look at those temptations, because they touch us all. And then he said this. He said, I would be very worried and saddened if all were in a state of agreement or silent in a false and quietist peace. Instead, I have seen and heard with joy and appreciation speeches here in this hall full of faith, of pastoral and doctrinal zeal, of wisdom, of frankness and of courage. And I have felt that what was set before our eyes was the good of the church, of families, and the supreme law, the good of souls. So if you hear any commentators saying that Pope Francis has been defeated or is disappointed, don't believe them. Believe his own words that he says himself. In fact, he went on to say this: many commentators or people who talk have imagined that they see a disputatious church where one part is against another. And he said that's not the case. And he urged us to live through this whole process with tranquility, with interior peace, just, he said, as I told you to at the beginning. So we're at the end of the first movement, and the document which brought together the thoughts of this synod, with the indications of where there were larger areas of disagreement or not, will now be made available to us in England and Wales, and we carry on our reflection and we carry on seeking the guidance of the Holy Spirit on some of these key challenges. Now, in the document that we will receive in due course, there are paragraph after paragraph of encouragement and support for people in difficult situations. So there's no lack of pastoral love and pastoral care. There are also trumpet calls for the beauty of marriage, as I mentioned in this last recording. And then there are these attempts to try and focus on particular responses that the church can make, and we'll look at those in more detail in due course. But I've found these 2 weeks quite a remarkable experience. I've been glad to share a little of them with you through these simple recordings, and I look forward now to coming home and hoping that over the next year we can, as the Pope asks, continue our reflection to mature and deepen our thought, always under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So thank you for listening.